AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. In New York, Marine veteran Daniel Penny was acquitted in the subway chokehold death last year of Jordan Neely. A more serious manslaughter charge was dismissed earlier in deliberations because the jury deadlocked on that count. Perry gripped Neely around the neck for about 6 minutes in a chokehold that other subway passengers partially captured on video. It was a case involving differing views about public safety. Ukraine's president says he is open to having Western troops in his country as part of an effort to end the war with Russia. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Volodymyr Zelensky says the potential deployment would be a step toward Ukraine joining NATO. But before that, he'd want a clear understanding of when it would happen. Both ideas are deeply divisive, with the U.S. and Germany, among others, balking at NATO membership while Ukraine's at war with Russia. Zelensky met Saturday in Paris with President-elect Trump, but says he'll reach out to President Biden about possible NATO membership since Trump's not yet in office. Trump tells the New York Post he's formulating a concept of how to end that ridiculous war and says Zelensky wants a ceasefire. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President-elect Donald Trump's daughter-in-law, Lara Trump, says she will step down as co-chair of the Republican National Committee. Trump tells the AP she spoke to her father-in-law.
With that big win, I kind of feel like my time is up. What I intended to do has been done. And so, yeah, I talked with him about it, and he's great with whatever I intend to do in the future.
Among the possible next steps for Laura Trump is replacing Florida Senator Marco Rubio, whom Trump tapped to be the next Secretary of State. The Pentagon is temporarily pausing flights again for its V-22 Osprey fleet after weakened metals in a part inside one of the aircraft broke apart in flight last month. This is AP News. The most nominations for Golden Globe Awards go to Emilia Perez. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
Emilia.
Emilia Perez, a musical about a Mexican drug lord who undergoes gender-affirming surgery, earns 10 nominations for the Golden Globes, including Best Film, Musical, or Comedy. The Brutalist gets 7 nominations, including Best Film Drama. Conclave earns 6 nominations. The Bear leads the nominations in TV categories with 5. The Golden Globes are still trying to make a comeback after years of scandal and are no longer presented by the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. Comedian Nikki Glaser will host the awards, which will air live on CBS on January 5th. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Pollstar says Taylor Swift's Eras Tour brought in $2.2 billion in its nearly two-year run, making it the highest-grossing tour of all time for a second year in a row. Swift just wrapped up the tour in Vancouver. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.